Good evening.
下午好。
Like the song we just sung,
就像刚才我们刚才刚刚唱过的那首诗歌。
In one sense, being a disciple is not that difficult.
从某种意义上来说，做门徒并不是那样困难。
He does all the work.
因为都是他做的。
And all we do is have to follow.
我们所要做的只是跟随。
Hear his call.
他呼召我们
respond
回应他的呼召
and follow
然后跟随
that is discipleship
这就是门徒
so may the Lord help us as we once again come to his word this afternoon
今天下午当我们再次来到他话语面前的时候愿神来帮助我们
turn again to Matthew 28
让我们再次打开马太福音第二十八章
these are the words Matthew chose to close his gospel with
这就是马太他用这些话来结束他的福音书。
For that reason, I think they are of great importance.
所以我想这是非常重要的。
Matthew 28, verse 16 to 20.
马太福音二十八章第十六节到第二十节。
But the 11 disciples went into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they did homage to him, but some doubted. And Jesus coming up spoke to them, saying,All power has been given to me in heaven and upon earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them to the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have enjoined you. And behold, I am with you all the days until the completion of the age.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
We'll read from Matthew chapter 13, verses 51 to 53.
我们再翻开马太福音第十三章第五十一节到第五十三节。
I'll read from the American Standard Version 1901. Verse 51. Have you understood all these things? They say unto him, Yea. Verse 52. And he said unto them, Therefore every scribe who hath been made a disciple to the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, who bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence.
耶稣说，这一切的话你们都明白了吗？他们说我们明白了他说凡文士受教做天国的门徒就像一个家主从他库里拿出新旧的东西来耶稣说完了这些比喻就离开那里
John's Gospel chapter 1
约翰福音第一章
verses 35 to 42
第三十五节到第四十二节
Again on the morrowThere stood John and two of his disciples, that is John the Baptist. And looking at Jesus as he walked, he says, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speaking and followed Jesus. But Jesus having turned and seeing them following, says to them, What seek ye? And they said to him, Rabbi, which being interpreted signifies teacher, where abidest thou?He says to them, Come and see. They went therefore and saw where he abode, and they abode with him that day. It was about the tenth hour. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two, and heard this from John and followed him. He first finds his own brother, Simon, and says to him, We have found the Messiah, which being interpreted is Christ, and led him to Jesus.Jesus, looking at him, said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonas. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which interpreted is stone.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。” 两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比。”拉比翻出来就是夫子。在哪里住？耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住。那时约有申正了。听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的有两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。”
And finally, Matthew 16.
最后我们再看马太福音第十六章。
Verses 13 to 18.
第十三节到第十八节。
But when Jesus was come into the parts of Caesarea Philippi, he demanded of his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some John the Baptist, and others Elias, and others again Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He says to them, But ye, who do ye say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answering said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood is not revealed it to thee, but my Father who is in the heavens. And I also, I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。”耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
我们再有祷告。
Lord, we come to you.
主，我们到你面前。
We say like Peter once said to you.
我们像彼得向你说过的一样。
He said, To whom shall we go?
他说，我们跟从谁呢？
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
Lord, once again, as we come to this ministry time,
主啊，我们再次到你面前的时候，
We tell you how dependent we are upon you.
我们实在要来依靠你。
For both speaking and hearing.
无论是说的还是听的。
Unless you breathe life into these words, precious Lord.
亲爱的主啊，除非你把生命赐在这些话里。
There'll be little or no value during our time.
我们的时间就没有任何的价值。
But Lord, if you speak,
但是主，你若说话，
you can change us in a moment.
你可以立刻地改变我们。
You can arrest us.
你可以，
you can capture us.
你可以抓住我们。
You can draw us.
你可以吸引我们。
And we will be those that follow you.
我们就可以来跟随你。
And those that you can make disciples.
就可以成为你的门徒。
Be with us, Lord, in these two sessions this evening.
主啊，今天这两次聚集与我们同在。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣宝贵的名。Amen.
Well, once again, I think probably now you all know the burden that the Lord placed upon my heart.
现在大家应该知道主在我心里面所赐给我的负担。
I mentioned last night when our brother Freedom invited me last year.
上次我讲到当去年朱迪星邀请我的时候。
I didn't know what to share.
我不知道要分享什么。
I didn't have an initial impression.
我一开始并没有什么印象。
But then as I sought the Lord,
然后我寻求主，
it seemed to me that this one phrase kept coming to my heart.
我心里面就有一句话。
And that phrase is making disciples.
这句话就是做门徒。
And the more I looked into the word,
我越思想，
the more this phrase seemed to get a hold of my heart.
这句话越抓住我的心。
And the more convinced I was that this is what I was to share with you.
我就更相信这是我要跟大家所分享的。
So may the Lord help us to understand what it means to be made a disciple.
愿主帮助我们，让我们能够明白做门徒是什么意义。
As I said, I think it's of great significance that Matthew ends his gospel this way.
我想马太这样来结束他的福音书是非常非常重要的。
We call it the Great Commission.
我们说这是大使命。
But sometimes we reduce the Great Commission to just evangelism.
但是有时候我们只把这个大使命变成了只不过是传福音而已。
Now I don't want to demean evangelism.
我不是说要要传福音。
If you don't have evangelism, you won't have any disciples to begin with.
如果不传福音的话，就没有做使徒的开始，做门徒的开始。
But this great mission goes way beyond just evangelism.
但是这个使命却所包含的远远超过只是传福音。
The heart of this commission,
这个福音的中心。
The spirit of this commission,
这个使命的灵。
Is a single focus command.
是只有一个焦点。
And before our Lord Jesus rose to be with his Father,
在主耶稣升天与父同在的时候，
this concluding command he brought to his disciples.
他把这个最后的使命交给他的门徒。
And he said, go therefore.
他说因此你们去。
And make disciples of all nations.
使万民做我的门徒。
You're to baptize them.
给他们施洗。
You're to teach them.
教训他们。
You're to tell them what I said.
我所教训你们的。
And you're to comfort them because I am with you always to the end of the age.
我要与你们同在直到世界的末了。
This is the mission, the great commission.
这就是那个大使命。
And I believe it's significant that Matthew ends with this.
我想马太这样来结束他的福音书是非常重要的。
Now I shared with you last night three initial impressions the Lord gave me.
我昨天晚上跟大家分享主给我的最一开始的三个印象。
Let me just briefly refresh your memory.
让我简单的重复一下。
First of all, I believe this call to discipleship.
我相信这个做门徒的呼召。
Is beyond the initial call to believe on the Lord Jesus.
要超过最初呼召来信主耶稣。
Unless you believe on the Lord Jesus,
除非你信了主耶稣，
you can't be a disciple.
你不能成为门徒。
But after you believe on the Lord Jesus,
但是你信了主耶稣之后，
He calls you to respond fully.
他要你完全的顺从他的呼召。
So that you will become a follower of him, not just a believer in him.
你就不单单只是一个信徒，而且成为一个跟从他的门徒。
This is the impression that was laid upon my heart.
这是我心中的一个印象。
The second impression is this.
第二个感想是。
This call to discipleship is an optional calling that not every believer responds to.
这个做门徒的呼召是一个选择的，并不是每一个信徒都会回应。
I don't think for a moment this is God's heart.
我从来这我相信的，这是神的心意，是让每一个信徒都来做门徒。
But we have reduced the gospel to such a low level.
但是我们常常把福音给降低了。
That all we say is believe.
我们所说的不过就是相信他。
Now it's true if you believe.
当然如果你信了他，
you have eternal life.
你就有永生。
It is the free gift of God.
这是神白白的恩典。
No one can take it away.
没有人能够夺去。
You cannot lose it.
你不会失去的。
But there's another call.
但是还有另外一个呼召。
And that's that call to become a disciple.
这就是来做门徒的呼召。
And I reminded you of what Oswald Chambers said.
我记得我跟大家提醒过。
He said, do mark the ifs of God.
他说
do mark the if
啊，他是说你要注意呢，你特别要注意那里有若这个字。
If anyone wants to be my disciple,
若有人要做我的门徒，
he must take up his cross and follow me.
要背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
There's an option.
这是有选择。
No one is compelled to become a disciple.
没有人强迫你做门徒。
But if the love of God will constrain us,
但是如果神的爱激励你，
we can't help but be a disciple.
我们就不能不做他的门徒。
Now this is the third impression.
这是第三个印象。
Disciples are not born, they are made.
门徒不是天生的，而是制作出来的。
In other words, we're not...A disciple initially, God has to make us into a disciple.
我们不是生下来就是门徒，而是神必须把我们做成门徒。
And therefore, you understand the burden that was on Matthew's heart.
所以我们就知道马太心里面的负担。
When he concluded his whole gospel,
当他结束他的福音书的时候
，with this single command,
用一个使命来结束。
We looked at three things last night.
昨天晚上我们看了三件事。
First, we looked at the mission.
首先我们看了这个使命。
It is a single mission.
是一个独一的使命。
The Lord wants so much to find those that will follow him.
神实在要找到那些愿意来跟从他的人。
As he was about to leave the earth,
他要离开这个世界的时候，
he gathered those 500.
他把五百个人召集在他面前。
And he said, "This is the mission I leave with you."
他说，这是我给你们的使命。
This thing you do,
你们要去。
A brother said to me after the ministry last night,
昨天晚上讲完之后，弟兄跟我说，
he said the word "go" is not the imperative there.
他说，这个去这个词并不是一个命令。
Making disciples is the imperative there.
而做门徒是个命令。
That's the force in that verse.
这里面是说你一定要做。
He explained it to me like this.
他这样向我解释说。
He said, wherever you go,
无论你去哪里，
you are to make disciples.
你要做门徒。
Wherever the Lord places you in this world,
不论神把你放在世界什么地方，
wherever the Lord puts you with his people,
不论是跟什么人在一起，
in that place,
在那个地方，
you are to make disciples.
你要做门徒。
That is our mission.
这是我们的使命。
The second thing we looked at was this.
我们看的第二件事乃是，
we looked at the maker.
我们要看那个制作者。
No disciple is a self-made man.
没有一个门徒是自学成才。
Unfortunately, we think we get saved.
很不幸的是，我们以为我们得救之后，
and then we have to do all the work.
以为呢，我们要什么事情都要我们来做。
It's your devotion.
是你的奉献。
Your holiness.
你的圣洁。
Your faith.
你的信心。
Your works.
你的工作。
But I don't think it's like that at all.
但是我觉得根本不是这样。
I think it is His working in us.
乃是神在我们身上做工。
He is the maker.
他是那个制作者。
And when you look at the Old Testament, there's a beautiful name of God.
如果我们看旧约的时候，就会发现神有一个美丽的名。
That name is the maker.
就是那个制作的。
God our maker.
神我们的制作者。
We look at it first in Genesis.
我们首先是在创世纪里看到。
In that opening chapter of the Bible.
在圣经开始的第一章。
When we see the creative genius of God.
我们看到神的创造。
It says, "Behold, he looked at everything he made, and it was very good."
那里面说，神看他所造的一切都是好的。
We hear the psalmist saying.
我听我们所罗门也说。
Oh, come bow down, let us worship God, our Maker.
他说，我们来敬拜神，我们那个创造我们的那一位。
He is the one that makes us into disciples.
是他把我们做成门徒。
Do you think for a moment you can make yourself into a disciple?
你能够想到说是你自己成为门徒吗？
There's not a chance.
根本不可能。
You can't conform yourself to the image of the Lord Jesus.
你不可能把自己磨成主耶稣的形象。
You can only respond to the Lord Jesus.
你只能回应主耶稣。
This is all you can do.
你只能做这。
He is the maker.
他是那个制作者。
And we concluded with that beautiful story about the potter in Jeremiah.
我们结束的时候是讲到耶利米书里面那个窑匠他的故事。
And we saw how in that story God is making a work upon the wheel.
我们看到在那个故事里面看到说我们神用了转轮在工作。
That's what he's doing with a disciple.
他就是这样来做成门徒。
I don't know if this offends you or not, but you are a work upon the wheel.
我不知道这样会不会是伤害你，但是你实在就是那个转轮上做成的工作。
You're being shaped.
他磨成你的形象。
And you're being molded.
然后来磨成你。
And he's conforming you to his very image.
他把你做成他的形象。
This is the work of the maker.
这就是那制作者的工作。
And that story gives us great encouragement.
这个故事对我们是很大的激励。
Because it said as he was making this vessel,
因为他说他做那个器皿，
it marred in his hand.
在手中做坏了。
It failed.
失败了。
It had a flaw.
有瑕疵。
Do you think you have no flaws?
你认为你有没有缺陷？
I, for one, have many flaws.
我有许多的缺陷。
And the one we're looking at, Peter, had legions of flaws.
我们看到彼得的时候，他也有许多的错误。
And yet, because of his flaws,
因着他的失败，
he didn't give up and throw the clay away.
但是主没有放弃，也没有丢弃那个泥。
He didn't say to Peter when he denied him, "You go, I'm done with you."
当彼得否认他的时候，主并没有对彼得说你走吧。
It says in Jeremiah 18, he remade it as it pleased him.
耶利米书第十八章告诉我们说，神再次做他，使他喜悦。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
this is the grace of God.
这是神的恩典。
Even if we are unfaithful,
虽然我们是会失信，
He remains faithful still.
但是他永远信实。
Do you know that?
你是否知道这一点？
That's what the word of God says.
这是神的话说的，告诉我们
的。Though we may fail,
也虽然会失败，
once again he'll make us.
但是他会再制作我们。
This is the maker.
这就是制作者。
And then we looked at the man. We talked about Peter.
然后我们看到人，我们讲到彼得。
You can say so much about Peter.
我们有许多可以讲到彼得的事。
I'm glad Peter is the example of being made a disciple.
我看到彼得能够成为 使徒这样一个例子的时候，我的心非常得安慰。
I'm glad he didn't choose a more perfect vessel.
他没有选择一个更好的器皿。
Because that gives me hope.
因为我因此而得到希望。
The message in the Word of God is quite simple.
神的话里面的信息是非常简单的。
If I can take this ordinary vessel,
如果我可以使用这一个普通的器皿，
this flawed vessel,
这个有瑕疵的器皿，
this weak vessel,
这个软弱的器皿，
and I can transform into one of the most powerful apostles,
我可以把它变成一个最强有力的信徒使徒的话，
I can do this in your life.
那我在你的生命中可以做同样的事。
Now doesn't that encourage you?
这样是不是对我们的激励呢？
This calling to be a disciple comes with a promise.
这个做门徒的呼召是带着应许的。
He says, "I will make you."
他说，我要使你成为门徒。
He never fails on his promise.
他从来不会失信。
This is the encouragement of the man of the word of God.
这是神的话对我们的激励。
Well, we must press on.
我们必须抓住。
You have to listen to me at least 2.5 more times, right?
你至少已经听了两次以上了。
This second, tonight, the burden that is upon my heart is the necessity.
今天我心里面的负担是讲到那个必要性。
There are three things I want us to look at.
有三件事。
The necessity of disciples.
做门徒的必须性。
The necessity of response.
回应的必须性。
And the necessity of revelation.
以及启示的必须。
If you're going to be made a disciple,
如果你要被制成门徒，
you need to understand these three things.
你要明白这三点。
They are essential.
他们是非常基本的。
To be made a disciple.
对于做门徒来说。
This necessity of disciples goes throughout the New Testament.
这个做门徒的必要性贯穿在整个圣经之中。
Just this verse we read, "Go make disciples," is the Great Commission.
我们刚刚读过的大使命，你们去使万民做我的门徒这件事，
shows you the necessity of disciples.
向我们表明了做门徒的必要性。
We see it throughout the Gospels.
在福音书中，我们这是贯穿在福音书之中的。
In large part, the Gospels.Of the relationship of the Lord Jesus with his disciples.
从大的方面来讲，福音就是耶稣基督和他门徒的关系。
That shows us the necessity of disciples.
这就表明了做门徒的必要性。
What he reveals is this.
他向我们启示的乃是。
He comes into the world.
他来到这个世界。
To find those who respond to him.
来寻找那些回应他的人。
And in a relationship he builds together.
他在这些人当中建立一个关系，
Those that will be his eternal servants.
成为他永远的仆人。
This is a big part of the gospel.
这是福音当中一个大部分。
If you ignore that, you'll miss a large part of what the Lord speaks in the gospel.
如果你忽略了这一点，那么你就把福音中的一大部分忽略了。
You know, another thing we need to see.
我们需要看到的另外一件事，
In the necessity of discipleship.
就是讲到门徒的必要性的时候，
is the necessity in fellowship with the Lord.
就是跟主交通的必要性。
You know, that has always been a mystery to me.
对我来讲，这总是一个奥秘。
Why didn't the Lord Jesus just come and do his work by himself?
为什么主耶稣不就来到世上他自己来做这一切呢？
Don't you think it's remarkable that he called us into fellowship with himself?
当你想到他呼召我们跟他有交通的时候，你是不是觉得这很稀奇？
Do you think he needs you?
你觉得他需要你吗？
Do you think he needs you to do his work?
你觉得他需要你为他做工吗？
He is God alone.
他自己是神。
He could do his work all by himself.
他自己就能够做一切。
And yet, in one of the greatest mysteries ever,
但是呢, 这个最大, 人类历史上最大的一个奥秘就是,
he calls man in fellowship to join him in his work.
他呼召人来跟他, 在他的工作上能够有,
brothers and sisters, that ought to turn us into worshipers.
这使我们不能不成为敬拜他的人。
The God of glory.
荣耀的神,
think of it.
想一想,
the God of glory.
荣耀的主,
calls you and me into eternal fellowship with him.
呼召你和我进入他永远的交通之中,
that together we can join him in his work.
我们可以在他的工作上来与他同工。
And the word of God says that we can be co-workers with Christ.
用神的话说,我们可以与基督同工。
That's the necessity of disciples.
这是做门徒的必要性。
Isn't it remarkable? 1 Corinthians 1:9 says this.
格林多前书第一章第九节说,
God is faithful, by whom you have been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的, 你们原是被他所招, 好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
1 John 1:36 says this.
约翰福音一章三十九节说，约翰一书一章三十九节说，
And our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. 1:36.
First John.
1:36. Yeah, did I write the wrong verse?
Which chapter?
1 John 1:36. Did I write the first? No, it's not 36.
Only 10 verses.
Yeah, only 10 verses. It's hard to get 36. It's
different versions.
Different versions. I meant 3. I added a 6.
Okay. 约翰一书一章第三节。
Our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Can you imagine just for a moment that the God of glory has called you into fellowship with himself?
想一想, this 荣耀的主呼召我们与他相交。
This is even more remarkable when we look at Hebrews.
当我们看希伯来书的时候, 就更让我们惊奇。
Because Hebrews 2:16 says this.
因为希伯来书2章第16节说,
For he does not indeed take hold of angels by the hand, but takes hold of the seed of Abraham.
他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
This is the necessity of disciples.
这是做门徒的必要性。
You would think it would be a far better choice to choose the angels.
你以为你大概会觉得选择天使的话就更好。
But he has chosen you and me.
但是他选择你和我。
And we have been brought into this most exclusive fellowship.
他把我们带进这个交通里面。
That together the full purpose of God could be accomplished.
神的目的因此可以完全的达到。
To me, that's extraordinary.
对我来讲，这非常非常不同寻常。
There's another thing about the necessity of disciple.
关于门徒的必要性还有另外一点。
The Lord wants to dwell with man.
主要住在人的当中。
Can you imagine that?
你能够想象吗？
He doesn't want to dwell in a building.
他不是说要住在一个建筑里面。
Now, he did that in the Old Testament.
在旧约是这样。
You know, first there was the tabernacle.
一开始呢,乃是约,
and then there was the temple.
然后是圣殿,
but the Lord does not dwell in a house of stone.
但是神不是住在石头的房子里。
He dwells in a habitation.
他乃是住在他的选民之中。
He has chosen men to dwell in.
他选择人,他住在其中。
Look at Ephesians chapter 3.
我们来看以弗所书第三章,
verse 20 to 22.
以弗所书第三章20到22节。
Listen to what this says. But let me make sure I have the right one. Chapter 2, verse 20 to 22. Being built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself, the cornerstone, in whom all the building fitted together increases to a holy temple in the Lord. In whom you also are built together for a habitation for God in the Spirit.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上, 有基督耶稣自己做房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠着他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
This is the necessity of disciples.
这就是门徒的必要性。
They are to be his dwelling place.
要成为他居住的居所。
They are to be his house.
成为他的家。
We make the house of God a building.
我们以为神的家就是一个建筑。
But to the Lord, the house of God is a people.
但是对主来讲，神的家乃是人。
That is the chosen dwelling place of the eternal God.
乃是永生神所选择的居住的居所。
This is extraordinary.
这是非常不同寻常。
This is why he wants disciples.
这就是为什么他需要门徒。
So he can have a place where he can dwell for eternity.
所以这样的话，他就在永恒之中有一个居所。
Let me put it in a simpler way.
让我简单一点说。
There would be no dwelling place for God at all if there were no disciples.
如果没有门徒的话，神就没有居住的场所。
That is his dwelling place.
这是他的居住的场所。
Peter said later in one of his epistles,
彼得在他的一卷书信中后来说,
I think it's in chapter 2, verse 5.
第二章第五节,
he said, you are living stones.
他说你们是活石。
That's what you are living stones.
你们是活石。
That are built together.
建造。
A habitation for God.
成为神的居所。
That's what you are.
这就是神所要的。
This is the reason he calls disciples.
这就是为什么他呼召门徒。
Without the Lord, there is no. Without disciples, there's no house.
没有门徒就没有居所。
Furthermore, it gets even more extraordinary than that. The necessity of disciples.
做门徒的必要性还超过这个。
The disciples become the body of Christ.
门徒成为基督的身体。
Did you know that?
是否知道这一点?
He has chosen us to be his body.
他节选我们成为他的身体。
That's an extraordinary personal thing.
这对我们来讲是对我们个人来讲是非常不同寻常的。
Now I may not like my body, but it's an extraordinary personal thing.
虽然也许我并不喜欢我的肢体，但是对我来讲是非这个肢体对我来讲是非常重要的。
God has chosen this.
神的选择乃是。
That his disciples would be his body forever.
要永远成为他的肢体。
And through that body, he would live.
借着这些肢体。
And move.
他可以生活，他可以运动。
And he would fill all the fullness of the Christ.
他可以让基督的丰富得以充满耶稣基督的丰富。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们来看以弗所书第一章。
Later part of verse 21 to 23.
二十一节的后半部分到第二十二节。
Not only in the, well, let's start 22. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. The fullness of him that fills all in all.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Can you imagine this?
能够想象吗
？We are His body.
我们是他的身体。
Those that believe in the Lord Jesus.
信主耶稣的人。
Those that respond to the Lord Jesus.
回应主耶稣的人。
Those that become disciples.
成为门徒的那些人。
He chooses to dwell among them.
他选择住在他们当中。
And more than that.
更多的是
He chooses to live through them.
而且借着他们活在
It's extraordinary.
这是非常不同寻常
This is the necessity of discipleship.
这就是门徒的必要性做门徒的必要性
And we could go on and on with this principle.
我们可以一直讲下去
Look at the close of the Bible, the New Jerusalem, the bride.
我们看一看圣经最后结束新耶路撒冷那个心腹
When you come to Revelation 21, you see a New Jerusalem
coming
down.
我们来到启示录第二十一章的时候，我们看到新耶路撒冷从天而降。
As a bride adorned for her husband，
是预备好的心腹，等候丈夫的心腹。
Without disciples, there's no bride。
没有门徒就没有心腹。
Without disciples, there's no New Jerusalem.
没有门徒就没有新耶路撒冷。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you're understanding the importance of disciples.
弟兄姐妹，实在盼望你们能够明白做门徒的重要性。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
As a matter of fact, it goes on to say in 21 verse 14.
第二十一章第十四节那里说。
That these original disciples.
这些原来做使徒的
the 12 apostles
那十二个使徒
it says and the wall in verse 14 and the wall of the city had 12 foundations and on them the 12 names of the apostles of the Lamb
城墙有十二根基根基上有羔羊十二使徒的名字
these disciples were so important
这些门徒如此的重要。
These original disciples were so important.
这些起初做门徒的如此重要。
That they became the foundation of the city, the New Jerusalem.
他们成为新耶路撒冷这座城的根基。
Well, this is the necessity of disciples.
这是做门徒的必要性。
You know, another thing I thought of.
我想到了另外一件事。
The Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Gives his testimony to his disciples.
把他的见证交给这十二个门徒。
They asked the Lord Jesus this one time.
他们有一次问主耶稣说
They said, why do you speak in parables?
说为什么用比喻呢
And he said, because to you, he was speaking to his disciples, to you.
他对他的门徒说对你们
is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom.
让你们知道天国的奥秘
He entrusts to us the mysteries.
他把的奥秘交给我们
Not only does he entrust to us the mysteries,
不单单把奥秘交托给我们
he entrusts to us the testimony.
而且把见证交托给我们
You know the story in John chapter 13.
我们知道约翰福音十三章的故事
At the, when the Lord began the Last Supper, you remember that story.
当主耶稣在那最后晚餐一开始的时候
And at the end, he gave them a new commandment.
最后给他们一个新命令
He said, this new commandment I give you.
他说我给你们一个新的命令
That you would love one another.
你们要彼此相爱
And he said, by this shall all know you are my disciples.
所以因此众人就知道你们是我的门徒
He entrusted them with the testimony.
他把见证交给他们
Brothers and sisters, this is a great trust.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常大的交托
Can you imagine?
能够想象吗？
What a trust this is,
神交托给我们的是什么
given the mysteries of the kingdom,
天国的奥秘
given the very testimony to the world that he is Lord, his testimony, can you imagine?
能够想象吗把这个见证的责任交托给我们他是主
This is the necessity of disciples.
这是门徒做门徒的必要性
You know, how we need to see this.
我们实在需要看见这一点
It says of Timothy,
提摩太书说
in 1 Timothy 6 verse 20,
提摩太前书第六章第二十节
it says, O Timothy,
他说
keep the entrusted deposit.
提摩太呀，你要保守所托付你的
keep the entrusted deposit.
保守所托付你的。
This is how this epistle of Paul ends.
保罗的书信就是这样结束的。
We have been given a great trust.
神把非常重要的交托给我们。
As disciples of the Lord Jesus,
作为主耶稣的门徒
we are to bear his testimony.
我们要肩负他的见证。
We are to be the city set upon the hill.
我们要成为山上的山上的城
We are to be the light.
我们要成为光。
We are to be the salt to the nations.
我们要成为盐。
If you take away the disciples,
如果没有门徒的话
there's no light,
就没有光
and there's no salt,
也没有盐
This is the trust he has given to us.
这是神所交托给我们的
Keep that which has been entrusted to you.
我们要保守所交托给我们的
Brothers and sisters, I think we have to confess.
弟兄姐妹，我想我们必须承认
how we have failed to keep the trusted testimony.
我们实在在这件事情上失败了。
But this is the very necessity of disciples.
但是对于做门徒这件事来讲，这是非常必要的。
If we don't keep the trusted testimony,
如果我们不能保守所交托我们的见证
who will keep the trusted testimony?
谁能够保守这个见证？
This is the necessity of disciples.
这是做门徒的必要性。
There's another thing.
还有另外一件事。
On my heart.
在我心里。
That's the necessity of response.
就是回应的必要性。
You may not think response is so important.
也许你不觉得回应如此的重要。
But unless you respond to the Lord,
但是除非你对主回应,
you will never be made a disciple.
你永远不会被制成门徒。
This is an absolute necessity.
这是绝对必要的。
Let's look at John 1.
约翰福音，约翰一书。约翰福音第一章。
John 1, verse 40 to 42.
约翰福音第一章第四十到第四十八节。
40 to 42.
第四十到第四十二节。第一章四十到四十二节。
Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who had heard this from John and followed him.He first finds his own brother Simon and says to him, We have found the Messiah, which being interpreted is the Christ. And he led him to Jesus. Jesus, looking at him, said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonas. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which interpreted is a stone.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。
I think this first encounter of Peter with the Lord Jesus is very important.
我相信呢，彼得初次与主这次相遇是非常重要的。
We begin to understand a very important principle through this first encounter.
这从这一次遭遇之中，让我们可以明白非常重要的事情。
He says, "You are Simon."
主耶稣对他说：“你是西门。”
What does that mean? You are Simon.
你是西门这句话是什么意思
？Simon is Greek for Simeon.
就是对于在希腊文中就是西缅的意思。
And Simeon means hearkening.
西缅的意思就是听的意思，还是说
hearkening，
听见的意思。
What does that mean? Listening. He's right. That's right. It means listening.
就是听。
You see, the secret of Peter is very simple.
彼得里面的秘密非常简单。
And it's the secret of every disciple.
也是每一个门徒的秘诀。
It's the main key about how one becomes a disciple.
就是成为门徒的秘诀。
He is to listen to the Lord.
要听主的话。
He is to respond to the Lord.
要回应主。
Without this response, you can never be made a disciple.
没有这样的回应，你不可能被制成门徒。
So his very name means hearkening.
哎呀，他的名字其实就是听。
And you may have a lot of complaints about Peter.
也许你对彼得有很多的怨言。
You look throughout the gospel and you can see many faults of Peter.
读过福音书之后，你会看到彼得有许多的失败，跌倒。
But one thing about Peter, you can never fall.
但是有一件事情。
He was always responding to the Lord.
他总是对主回应。
Over and over, he was always responding to the Lord.
一次又一次，他回应主。
He was always listening to the Lord.
他总是听主的话。
This is a key to becoming a disciple.
对于做门徒这件事来讲，这是一个关键。
You remember the story about Samuel in the Old Testament?
还记得旧约里面撒母耳的故事吗？
How he was asleep in the temple.
他在圣殿里面睡着了。
And he thought, and he heard a call.
他听到有人呼召他。
And it says, in chapter 3, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3. I think you know the story.
撒母耳记上第三章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
And it came to pass at that time when Eli lay in his place, and now his eyes began to grow dim, he could not see.And the lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel lay in the temple of Jehovah, where the ark of God was, that Jehovah called to Samuel. And he said, Here I am.
一日，以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。神的灯在神耶和华殿内的约柜那里还没有熄灭。撒母耳已经睡了，耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说，我在这里。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And he ran to Eli and he said, Here am I.
就跑到以利那里说，你呼唤我，我在这里。
For thou callest me.
你呼召我。
And he said, I did not call.
以利回答说，我没有呼召你。
Lie down again.
又睡了。
And he went and lay down.
And Jehovah called again Samuel.
耶和华又呼召 撒母耳。
And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here I am.
撒母耳起来到以利那里说, 你呼召我, 我在这里。
For thou hast called me.
你呼召我。
And he said, I did not call my son, lie down again.
以利说, 我的儿, 我没有呼召你, 你去睡吧。
Now Samuel did not know Jehovah, neither had the word of Jehovah yet been revealed to him. And Jehovah called again the third time, Samuel.
那时撒母耳还没认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。耶和华第三次呼召撒母耳。
And he rose again and went to Eli and he said, Here am I, for thou callest me.
撒母耳起来到以利那里说，你又呼唤我，我在这里。
And Eli perceived that Jehovah was calling the boy.
以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子。
And Eli said to Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Jehovah, for thy servant heareth.
因此以利对撒母耳说，你仍去睡吧。若再呼唤你，你就说，耶和华啊，请说，仆人请听。
Here is one that responded to Jehovah.
这里有一位对神回应的人。
This was the first prophet of Israel.
这是以色列里面的第一个先知。
This great prophet changed Israel's course and history.
这个伟大的先知他改变了以色列人的进程和历史。
All because he did one simple thing.
只因为做了一件事。
When the Lord was calling,
当神呼唤他的时候,
he responded.
他回应。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
that's the most important key when it comes to being made a disciple.
当讲到做门徒这件事的时候, 这是最重要的一个关键。
This is what Peter did again and again.
这就是彼得一次又一次。
He made many mistakes.
他犯了许多错误。
But yet he always responded.
但他总是对神回应。
Again and again he responded.
他向神一次又一次的回应。
He hearkened.
他听。
He listened.
他也听。
Like Samuel, he heard the voice.
就像撒母耳听见神的呼唤一样。
But he didn't just hear the voice, he answered the call.
他不单单听, 而且他还回应。
So answering is responding.
回应就是回应神的呼召。
Now, brothers and sisters, have you heard the call to discipleship?
弟兄姐妹，有没有听见神对你做门徒的呼召？
Have you heard the voice of the Lord?
有没有听见神的声音？
Are you listening for the voice of the Lord?
你有没有在听神的声音？
Peter was listening.
彼得在听。
That's what Simon is.
撒母耳也一样,
but not only did he listen,
不单单他们听,
he responded.
而且他还回应,
again and again he responded.
一次再一次的回应,
there are so many incidences we could look at.
我们可以看许多许多的故事。
You remember when the Lord walked upon the water?
记不记得主在海面上行走的时候?
This is in Matthew 14.
在马太福音第14章。
And we won't read all the verses.
我们不可能全都读。
But when the Lord walked upon the water,
当主耶稣在海面上行走的时候,
Peter, it says, and
彼得说,
Peter answering him said, Lord, if it be thou, command me to come to thee. And he said, come.
彼得对他说，主啊，若那是你，就让我走到那里去。主耶稣说，你走过来。
And Peter descended from the ship and walked upon the water to go to Jesus.
彼得就离开了船，向耶稣走。
We always focus upon the failure.
我们总是专注在失败上。
I believe the Lord Jesus focuses upon the response.
但是我相信主耶稣他所专注的乃是人对他的回应。
No other disciple can say he walked upon the water.
没有其他的门徒说他要在水面上行走。
But Peter can say he walked upon the water.
但是只有彼得可以说他在水面上行走过。
Because he said, Lord, call me to come to you.
因为他说，主耶稣，你叫我过去。This
is such a key.
这是非常重要的一点。
I cannot emphasize it enough.
我这是非常，我可以，这是我必须要强调的。
Now, in my version, there's a phrase that keeps occurring over and over with Peter.
在我读的这个圣经的版本里面，有一个词讲到彼得的一直出现。I
fell in love with these two words.
我开始真的是非常喜爱这两句。
It says it again and again.
一次又一次的出现。
In many of the stories about Peter.
在关于彼得的故事里面一再出现。
It says, and Peter.
讲到,
and Peter.
和彼得。
Peter was the one, always. It doesn't say, and John. It doesn't say, and so-and-so, but it always says, and Peter. He was the first one in every instance to respond to the living Christ.
在那里面不是讲到说, 约翰或者讲到其他的门徒总是讲到说彼得总是第一个回应主的呼召的。
You see it again in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16.
在马太福音第16章第16节里面, 我们也再次看到,
We're all familiar with that portion of Scripture.
我们很熟悉这段圣经。
We call it Peter's confession.
我们讲到说这是彼得对主的承认。
At Caesarea Philippi.
在该撒利亚腓利比。
You remember the Lord challenged his disciples.
主耶稣对挑战他的门徒。
And he said, Who do men say that I am?
他问他们说, 人说我人子是谁?
And they had these different ideas.
就有各种各样的回答,
but it says in that portion,
在这节圣经里面,
and Simon Peter answering.
讲到说, 西门彼得回答说,
this is response.
这就是回应,
said to him, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
他对主耶稣说, 你是基督,
and it says in verse 22 this,
第22节说,
and Peter,
说,
talking to him, began to rebuke him, saying, God be favorable to thee.
就拉着他,劝他说, 主啊,万不可如此, 这事必不临到你身上。
You see it again in Matthew chapter 17.
在马太福音第17章也是这样。
In the Mount of Transfiguration.
在变化山上。
Brothers and sisters, you should notice these things when you read the Word of God.
当读神的话的时候, 我们要注意这个。
Again and again, it's Peter.
一再一次又一次都是彼得。
It says in verse 4,
第四节,
and Peter answering.
彼得对耶稣说,
remember, hearkening is listening.
记得听,
answering is responding.
回应,
this is the difference between Peter and all the rest.
这就是彼得跟其他门徒的不同。
You know, we often see the rebuke in Matthew 17.
我们读马太福音第17章的时候, 我们常常看到主责备彼得。
Peter said, it is good that we're here, Lord.
他说, 在这里与主同在真是好。
Let us build three tabernacles.
让我们建三座棚。
Of course, the first one should be to you.
第一座当然是你。
But then we should build one to Moses.
然后一座为摩西。
And then we should build one to Elias.
一座为以利亚。
And God would not even allow him to finish speaking.
神都不让他
He rebuked him from the heavens.
神就从天上责备他。
Now I've been rebuked from the earth.
我是被地上责备。
But I've never been rebuked from the heavens.
但是我从来没有听到从天上责备我。
We always focus on his failure.
我们常常只专注彼得的失败。
But I believe the Lord saw in this one man.
但是主在这个人身上所看见的。
This flawed man.
这个有瑕疵的人。
A pattern of response again and again as he called him.
但是主所看到的是当主呼召他的时候, 他一次又一次的回应。
And I wonder as he looks at us,
他看我们的时候会怎么样?
Does he see that pattern of response again and again?
有没有看到我们也是一次再一次回应他的呼召?
There's so many stories.
有许多的故事。
We could think of the judgment hall when the Lord Jesus was taken to the judgment hall.
我们记得当主耶稣被带到那里去被审判的时候。
And it says again,
再一次说,
and Peter,
彼得,
followed him from afar off.
就远远地跟着耶稣。
The rest were scattered.
其他的人都逃了。
But Peter responded.
但是彼得回应主。
It led me to a conclusion.
所以我就有一个结论。It
led me to a prayer.
让我有一个祷告。I
saw something about Peter.
在彼得身上我看见一个东西。He
was flawed.
他是有瑕疵有缺陷。
But he was following.
但是他跟随。
That is the response he's looking for.
这是主要的回应。
We only see the failure.
我们常常只看到失败。
But the Lord of glory sees the response.
但是荣耀的主看到的是回应。
And if he sees that response in you,
如果在你身上主看到回应,
he can make you a disciple.
他可以使你成为门徒。
This is the key.
这是关键。
You know, there's another story in John chapter 6.
在约翰福音第六章有另外一个故事。
The Lord talked about how his flesh was the bread and his blood was the drink. You know the story.
主耶稣说他的肉是可以吃的, 他的血是可以喝的。
And it was a hard saying.
那是很难懂的。
And it doesn't say many believers stopped following him when you read the story.
当你读到这里的时候，你说有许多人就不再跟从他。
It says from that day many of his disciples
从那一天开始，许多他的门徒
walked back away
就离开了他。
But Peter
但是彼得
Have you ever heard Peter's response?
有没有听到彼得的回应？
The Lord turned directly to them. He said, What will you do?
主耶稣问他们说，你们要怎样？
Will you also go away?
你们也要离我而去吗？
You know, it's easy to be offended when you're a Christian.
做基督徒你是很容易被得罪的。
The Lord leads us to difficulties.
神让我们有难处。
There are opportunities to stumble.
让我们有可能会跌倒。
But the Lord is always saying, will you also go?
但主总是对我们说，你们是不是要离开？
And Peter said the most extraordinary thing.
彼得讲了一句最不同寻常的话。
He said, Lord, to whom shall we go?
他说，主啊，你有永生之道。
Thou hast the words of life eternal.
我们跟从谁呢？
This was one who knew how to respond.
彼得是知道如何回应的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
I wonder if that's true of us.
我不知道我们是不是也这样。
That is the key.
这是一个关键。
There's quite a contrast in the scriptures.
在圣经当中有一个非常明显的对比。
You know, look at Genesis 3 verses 17 to 19.
创世纪第三章第十七节到第十九节。
It says of Adam,
说亚当
And Adam hearkened to the voice of his wife.
亚当听了他妻子的话。
Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife.
因为他听了妻子的话。
And Abraham, think of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Says in Genesis 16 verse 2.
第十六创世纪十六章第二节。
And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah.
亚伯拉罕听了撒拉的话。
Think of the ruin that first occasion brought on mankind.
想一想
when Adam hearkened to the voice of his wife,
当亚当听了他妻子的话，在人类历史上发生了什么呢？
It brought sin and destruction into the whole of the human race.
将罪和毁灭带给了全人类。
That is how necessary this response is.
所以这个回应何等的重要，何等的需要。
And you think of Abraham.
想想亚伯拉罕
He hearkened to the voice of Sarah.
他听了撒拉的话。
You know what happened? She had a better idea.
你知道吗？因为她有一个更好的主意。
She said, "We can't have children. Take my handmaid."
她说，我们不可能生孩子了。
It seemed like a good idea.
你可以，跟我的使女同房，这好像是一个很好的主意。
He hearkened to the voice of Sarah.
结果亚伯拉罕就听从了撒拉的话。
And there was 13 years of silence and broken fellowship with the Lord.
结果呢，就有十三年，神有十三年没有对他说话，跟亚伯拉罕跟神没有交通。
This is the difference with Peter.
这跟彼得不同。
He may have been flawed.
彼得也许有缺点。
But he always hearkened to the Lord.
但他总是听神的话。
Therefore his name.
所以。他就叫这个名字。
Or you think of the children of Israel.
想一想以色列人。
It says in Psalm 81 verse 11.
在诗篇第八十九篇第十一节。
This is the condemnation of the children of Israel.
这是对他们的责备。
He said, "My people would not hearken to my voice."
他说，我的子民不听从我的声音。
That was the judgment.
这是神的审判。
Oh, what a contrast!
何等一个对比。
Brothers and sisters, we need the Lord to give us a spirit that responds to Him.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要神给我们一个回应他的灵。
I remember that there's a term that I never focused on before.
过去呢有一句话我不太注意。
But I think 9/11 made us all focus on it.
结果911之后呢，让我们大家都注意了。
Of course, y'all are a lot closer to 9/11 than I was in Richmond, Virginia.
我在你们对于这个911这个地点跟我相比的话，你们当然更近。
After those planes hit those towers, all I heard about
当那个飞机撞上那个大楼之后，我所听到的都是
was the first responders
就是第一个回应者。
Those noble men and women who stepped in a place, risked their life and responded first
就是那些人他们。冲进去，然后他们是第一个回应的。
And when I was praying about this matter,
当我想这些事的时候
this thought came to me. That we would be first responders.
我们是不是第一个回应的人?
Not emergency personnel.
不是说我们是那个急救员,
not policemen.
Not
firemen. I don't mean any disrespect. I have great respect.
并不是说我不尊重他们,
but that we would first respond to the Lord.
我们应该是第一个回应主的人。
That is how we're made a disciple.
我们是这样被制成门徒。
Well, I think that point is so very important.
这是非常重要的一点。
May the Lord help us
愿主帮助我们,
to respond.
回应他,
because Peter responded,
因为彼得回应了,
this is what happened.
结果就是,
he said, thou shalt be called Cephas.
他说你要成为基法,
you will become a living stone.
你要成为一个活石。
It is interpreted a stone.
那石头翻译出来就是,
and when Peter wrote that letter
当,
of his,
当彼得写书信的时候,
to those children of God that were dispersed,
他写给那些神的儿女,
he said, you are living stone.
他说你们是活石。
This is what God will do for you.
这就是神要在你身上所做的。
If you respond to him,
如果你回应主,
you will become a living stone.
你要成为活石。
This is what's on my heart.
这是我心里面的负担。
Now the last point.
最后一部分。
The necessity of revelation.
启示的必要性。
You cannot underestimate the necessity of revelation in the disciple's life.
在门徒的生命当中, 启示是非常非常重要的。 任何强调都不过分。
Again, Peter is the illustration of that.
彼得就是一个例子。
Matthew 16.
马太福音第16章,
we're all familiar with it.
我们都很熟悉。
It was a turning point.
这是一个转折点。
In the life of the Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣的生命中, 这是一个转折点。
And in the life of the Apostle Peter.
也是使徒彼得生命中一个转折点。
In verse 13, it says this.
第13节,
who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
人说我人子是谁?
And they said, some John the Baptist,
他们说有人说是施洗的约翰,
and others Elias,
有人说以利亚,
and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。
Now you think about that.
我们想的,
that's high praise.
这是已经是对主耶稣很高的评价了。
John the Baptist?
施洗的约翰,
what does it say of John the Baptist?
施洗约翰是什么人呢?
Not a more greater among those born of women.
妇人所生的没有比他更大的。
High praise.
是非常高的评价。
Elias was the great prophet of God.
以利亚是神的大先知。
Jeremiah was the weeping prophet who wept over the lost testimony.
耶利米是流泪的先知, 他为失去的见证而流泪。
And yet this is the problem.
问题乃是,
if you only see Jesus with human eyes,
如果你只是用人的眼睛看耶稣的时候,
you will always be comparing him to someone else.
你总是跟他与其他的人相比。
But the Lord turned to Peter.
但是,
who do you say that I am?
主问彼得说, 你说我是谁?
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
This is revelation.
这是启示。
The Lord Jesus said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona.
主耶稣对他说, 西门巴约拿, 你是有福的。
For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
因为这不是属血肉的, 只是你的。
But my Father who is in the heavens.
但是我天上的父, 启示你的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the difference.
弟兄姐妹, 区别就在这里。
There is no comparison of the Lord Jesus to anyone else.
主耶稣不能跟任何的人相比。
If we have revelation,
如果我们得到启示,
if we respond to the Lord,
如果我们对主回应,
then he can give us living revelation.
他可以把活的启示给我们。
And when we have that living revelation,
当我们得到这个活的启示,
we see Christ as he is.
我们就看见耶稣他是谁, 基督是谁。
This is the essential revelation.
这是最基本的启示。
As a disciple, we need to see the Lord Jesus as he is.
作为门徒，我们需要看见耶稣他是谁。
I told the brothers and sisters in Richmond this.
在 Richmond的弟兄姐妹说,
I said one of my favorite books,
他说我最喜欢的一本书,
is called the incomparable Christ.
讲到耶稣是不能与任何人相比。
This is what revelation shows.
这就是启示。
God has one revelation for his disciples.
神给他的门徒只有一个启示。
If you're going to be made a disciple, you must have this revelation.
你要被制成门徒的话，你必须得到这个启示。
You must see the Lord Jesus as the incomparable Christ.
你要看到耶稣基督是任何人事物无法相比的。
No one is like him.
没有人像他。
No one can compare to him.
没有人可以和他相比。
Even God himself has to rend the heavens.
主耶神自己必须都对在天上说。
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
In whom is all of my delight.
是我所喜爱的。
Hear ye him.
你们要听他。
This is the revelation we need.
这是我们所需要的启示。
Peter had this first essential revelation.
彼得得到了这个最重要的启示。
And that is how he was made a disciple.
他就是这样被做成门徒。
Brothers and sisters, how important it is that we have this revelation.
弟兄姐妹，这样一个启示对我们何等的重要。
Unless we do, we cannot be a disciple.
除非我们得到这个启示，不然我们不可能成为门徒。
Divine revelation is a necessity.
神的启示是必要的。
Matthew 11 verse 27 says this.
马太福音第十一章二十七节说。
All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son but the Father, nor does any know the Father but the Son, and he to whom the Son be pleased to reveal him.
一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
This is the secret of being made a disciple.
这是被制成门徒的秘诀。
Unless we have this living revelation of Christ,
除非我们有关于基督这个活的启示，
we will never see things as God sees things.
我们不可能像神一样能够看见。
As a matter of fact, let me make an even bolder statement.
让我再说一句更大胆的话。
Revelation is the key to the whole Bible.
启示是圣经里面的一个关键。
Every character in the Bible has been transformed by revelation from on high.
圣经里面的每一个人物都是被启示所改变的。
You can think of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
It says the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
说荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
It was revelation.
这是启示。
You can think of Moses at the burning bush.
可以想到在燃烧的荆棘面前的摩西。
The God of glory appeared to Moses at the burning bush.
荣耀的神在燃烧的荆棘中向摩西显现。
And the whole history of the children of Israel changed.
以色列人整个的历史因此而改变。
Or you can think of the Apostle Paul.
也可以讲到使徒保罗。
He says in Galatians,
在加拉太书里面他说，
For it pleased God to reveal his son in me.
因为神愿意将他的儿子启示给我。
This is the secret.
这是一个秘诀。
Of Peter.
彼得的秘诀
Living revelation,
活的启示
Divine revelation,
神的启示
Brothers and sisters, I believe we need to ask the Lord to give us revelation.
弟兄姐妹，我相信我们需要求神把启示赐给我们。
Without revelation, we cannot be made a disciple.
没有启示，我们不可能被制成门徒。
But you know, there's a second revelation that Peter received that day.
彼得在那一天还得到了第二个启示。
God not only gave him a revelation of Christ,
神不单单把基督的启示赐给他,
but the Lord Jesus gave him a revelation of his purpose.
基督还把他的目的的启示给了彼得。
It is the second great revelation.
这是第二个伟大的启示。
It's verse 18.
第十八节。
And I also say unto thee, thou art Peter, and on this rock, that's the first revelation, on this rock,I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
这里面讲的是第一个启示。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Brothers and sisters, we need this revelation of God's purpose.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要知道关于神的目的的这个启示。
Not only do we need this revelation of the Lord Jesus,
我们不单单需要知道关于耶稣基督的启示。
The secret to Peter's life and usefulness was this second revelation.
耶稣的彼得的生命之所以有意义，还在于这第二个启示。
He saw God's purpose in Christ Jesus.
他看到神。在耶稣基督身上的目的。
Now I wonder, have we seen God's purpose?
我们有没有看到？
It will make a difference. If you don't see his purpose,
如果我们没有看见他的目的,
you can never be made a disciple.
你不可能被做成门徒,
in a full way.
不能成为一个完全的门徒.
These are the two revelations.
这是两个启示.
Brothers and sisters, I hope we see this.
弟兄姐妹,
the necessity of revelation.
启示的必要性.
This is the secret of the Apostle Peter.
这是使徒彼得的秘诀.
Matthew 16 is the turning point.
马太福音第16章是转折点.
When he saw the incomparable Christ,
当我们看到那个不可比拟的耶稣的时候,
and he saw God's purpose in Christ Jesus,
当我们看到 神在耶稣基督身上目的的时候,
he was on his way to being made a disciple.
那我们就能够被, 我们就开始被制成门徒。
This is the burden the Lord has laid upon my heart.
这是神在我心里面所放的负担。
You know, I wonder,
我想,
have we fully responded to the Lord?
我们没有, 有没有完全地回应主?
I think of a story that only John talks about in his gospel.
我想到了只有在约翰福音里面的有一个故事。
It's in John chapter 18.
在约翰福音第18章。
Verse 17.
第17节。
You know, it's when the Lord was at the judgment hall.
当主耶稣被审判的时候。
And it says the maid who was a porteress came up to him, and only John says this. This was her question.
讲到那个看门的 使女她问了彼得,
Are you also of the disciples of this man?
你不也是这人的门徒吗?
And this is what he said.
彼得说,
I am not.
我不是。
And then it says in verse 25,
第25节又说,
But Peter standing and warming himself, this is by the fire,
彼得, 西门彼得正站着烤火, 有人对他说,
they said to him,
有人对他说,
Art thou also one of his disciples?
你不也是他的门徒吗?
He denied, and he said, I am not.
彼得不承认说, 我不是。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
this was Peter's denial.
这是彼得否认。
He was called to be made a disciple.
神呼召他, 使他成为门徒。
And when he was challenged in that moment,
但在那一刻当别人问他的时候,
this was his testimony.
他的见证乃是,
Are you a disciple of that man?
你是那个人的门徒吗?
His testimony was,
他的见证,
I am not.
他说我不是。
A little porteress.
不过,
and then by the fire,
然后,
when he was warming himself,
他在那里烤火,
the others came along.
另外一个人来,
Are you a disciple?
你是门徒吗?
Of this man,
这个人的门徒吗?
And his testimony was this.
他的见证乃是,
I am not.
他说我不是。
Can you imagine?
能够想象吗?
It talks about the Lord who turned and just looked at him.
耶稣转过身来对着人说,
The Lord must have been brokenhearted.
神一定心都破碎了。
He gave himself,
他把他自己给了,
to make this man a disciple.
让这个人做他的门徒,
and his testimony at the end,
最终他的见证,
was I am not.
我不认识他。
What a failure.
多大的失败。
No wonder.
难怪。
It says he heard the cock crow.
所以他听到鸡叫的时候,
and he went out and he wept.
他出去哭了。
Bitterly.
非常痛心。
What is your testimony?
什么样的见证?
Are you a disciple?
你是门徒吗?
He wants to make you a disciple.
他要把你做成门徒。
It is necessary.
他要把你做成门徒。
Disciples are necessary.
是必须的。
Not only that,
不但如此,
if you're going to be a disciple,
你要成为门徒,
there's the necessity of response.
你必须要回应。
And if you're going to be made a disciple,
你要被制成门徒,
God must open your eyes.
神必须要开你的眼睛,
and give you divine revelation.
把神的启示赐给你,
this is making disciples.
这就是制成门徒。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Lord, we just come to you.
主啊,我们到你面前。
We ask you to really help us.
求你来帮助我们。
To see things as you see things.
让我们能够像有你一样的眼光来看事情。
Lord, we don't want to go away from this place unaffected.
主啊，我们离开这个地方的时候，主，我们不真的是不希望我们没有任何的改变。
Forgive us, Lord, that we cannot say all that you want to say to us.
主啊，当我们不能明白你对我们所说的一切的时候，求你赦免我们。
But we give the Holy Spirit permission.
但是啊，我们让圣灵。
We say, speak to us.
对我们说,
we want to say like Samuel, that little boy said.
我们就像那个撒母耳这个小孩所说的一样。
Speak, Lord.
主啊，请说。
Thy servant heareth.
仆人静听。
We want to say like Rebecca said to that servant.
我们就像真的是利百加对那老仆人所说的一样。
Those simple words of response.
主啊，那些简单的回应。
That says, I will go.
说我愿意去。
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
主啊，我们把自己交给你。
We pray that you will make us disciples as well.
主啊，我们求你把我们能够制成门徒。
And we offer ourselves to you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
主啊，奉主耶稣基督的名，我们把自己交在你的手中。
Amen.
Amen.